tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by, watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea. Don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends, gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my freedom, God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Thursday, April 16th, 2026 edition, your Defending Fathers, Trucker Randy Bishop, here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Got kind of an interesting phone call yesterday afternoon. A reporter for a newspaper that I had never heard of. I think it might even be just a online publication, wasn't sure, wanted information about candidates. How was it that we came to having candidates on our show on such a regular basis? And I said, well, basically, it started 14 years ago. I didn't even realize it yesterday, but tax day yesterday, April 15th, was our 14th anniversary of doing the show. When I told her that when Brian Sommerfeld and I started doing the show, April 15th of 2012, we wanted to focus on Michigan news and Michigan politics. No other show in the country, no other show in the state of Michigan focuses totally just on Michigan. Yeah, occasionally we do Washington stories. We talk about President Trump. We talk about Iran. We talk about the economy. We talk about federal things. But we really try to focus on Michigan things. Well, she asked me, she said, but how is it you're able to get candidates running for office to come on your show when other shows don't get them? They don't have them as much as you do. And I said, well, for one, I've been politically engaged ever since 2010 when I ran for state senate. That year, when I filed the affidavit of identity to run for state senate, I didn't even know anything about county parties. I didn't understand anything about being a precinct delegate. I didn't even know county parties even existed when I filed to be a state senate candidate. And I said it was through that process of running that I was exposed to county parties and exposed to the entire precinct delegate process. The reporter had no idea what I was talking about. She didn't have a clue what I was talking about. And I said, well, I find it kind of interesting that your organization has asked you to reach out to me to do a story about me and having candidates on my radio show when you don't even understand the political party process? I said, now, I don't have the time right now today to explain it to you, educate you on it, but if you'd like to call me back at a later date, I'll be glad to explain it to you. She took me up on it. Young reporter, I think she said she was based out of Traverse City. I'm not really sure. I have to do a little bit more research on them, their organization. Well, we are in that season right now, here over the next couple of weeks, that you guys need to be part of the process. We're going to talk about it again. We're going to explain it. We're going to go into detail. Party politics at the local level. Short break. We will be right back.
Hear ye, citizens of Northern Michigan. Your Royal Chariot deserves the finest care. From Noble New Tires to auto repairs, Royal Tire has decreed smoother travels for all.
Alas, my trusty steed hath a flat
and terrible brakes.
Fear not, fair knight. At Royal Tire of Petoskey, we fix flats, tame brakes, quell noisy exhausts, and keep your kingdom, car, roadworthy. All at prices that won't raid your royal treasury. Royal Tire and Auto Repair of Petoskey, where every driver is treated like royalty.
For all you folks out there that own firearms, are looking to buy a new or used gun, or fix up that old piece at a good price, there's Curtis Gunsmithing. Not too far off the beaten path at 9996 Picker Lake Road in Petoskey, Mr. Tom Curtis is an AGI-certified gunsmith and firearm connoisseur. Don't send your gun out or travel far away for your specialized gun work. You have a friend in your own backyard. Call Curtis Gunsmithing today, 231-347-3487.
Road Trip, The Good Words Book for Success by Rick Randall is the perfect book that will change the way that you think and will positively impact your life. 123 good words, motivational, inspirational definitions, and packed with very cool poems for each word is a readable experience that you will visit time and time again. Available on Amazon Books and Barnes & Noble, Road Trip Likely to Succeed makes the perfect graduation gift. Enjoy reading Road Trip, Likely to Succeed A to Z, The Good Words Book for Success by Rick Randall.
I'm Justin Michael. I come from more than a century of Republican heritage, a family that has served this country, this state, and our communities with integrity and conviction. My great-grandfather, Edward C. Morrison, served Michigan in the State House as a proud Republican, and that legacy lives in me today. I'm a strong Republican, a combat veteran, and a constitutional conservative, and I believe in limited government, fiscal responsibility, and secure borders. Our district deserves a representative who won't bend, won't break, and won't play political games. Paid for by Justin Michael for Congress.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY, or call 800-654-9659.
And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. This is very interesting timing of this reporter to call me to talk about candidates coming on the show running for office. explaining the history of the show, Michigan News, Michigan politics, running for state senate, getting involved on the radio, being part of the party process. Very, very interesting. One of the things that you have to look at is whether or not you want to be in control at the local level. This has to do with your counties. 83 counties in the state of Michigan. Some counties a lot bigger than others. But because of apportionment reports based on elections, each county chair, both Republicans and Democrats, have to file an apportionment report based on population for each township, city, village within their county, how many precinct delegates each township, city, and village is able to recruit and have elected on the upcoming August 4th primary ballot. Now, one thing that you have to understand, a lot of people don't even know what this is. A lot of people don't even understand anything about political parties. You have to understand that this is a very critical and important role in who our elected officials are, especially at the state level. What you have to do is you have to go to your local clerks before May 5th. The May 5th, 4 p.m. deadline, folks, is fast approaching. 2 weeks from this coming Tuesday, April 21st, deadline for signatures to be turned in for candidates. You then have 2 weeks to get your affidavit in. May 5th, 4 p.m. Now, understand this. When you fill out a one-page form, it's called an affidavit of identity, to run for precinct delegate, you're putting your name, your street address, your email address, your cell phone number, and signing it to represent either the Republican Party or the Democrat Party to be on the ballot for delegate to county conventions. That's what's going to appear on the ballot. By doing that, you will then be on the ballot. And when the proofs come out in mid-June for you to approve your name, your spelling, to make sure it's on the ballot correctly, you'll see how many people are running in your township, city, or village. Delegates for county convention for your township on the ballot will have your name there. Maybe, hopefully, it has your wife's name with it. But it'll say, vote for no more than 5, no more than 7, no more than 11, 15, whatever the number is. Well, if there's only 5 names listed and it says vote for no more than 15, you're going to get elected. If you or your wife vote for you, you're in. The problem is, if it says vote for no more than 15 and there's 30 names there, now it's competitive. You're actually going to have to go out and knock doors. You're going to actually have to let people know you're running. You're going to have to print up some business cards and put them up at the gas station, put them up at the grocery store. You're going to have to go and talk to businesses within your township. Why am I asking you to do this because we need our listeners, our radio family, to get elected to be precinct delegates this August 4th upcoming ballot. It has to happen. Now, one of the things that you have to understand is that when you get elected to be a precinct delegate, that means you are going to be the representative for your township, for your area, your ward, your village, whatever it is your local municipality breaks it down by, that's what you're going to be doing, representing Republicans in your area, Democrats in your area. Again, depending on which party you affiliate with. The only obligation you have is to attend a county convention. When the county calls a convention or precinct delegates, that is your obligation to go participate. What happens at these county conventions? Well, they're usually the precursor to a state convention of the state party to conduct its business. Each county gets so many delegates to go and represent their county at the state convention. If you're a precinct delegate, you're attending the county convention, you might have the opportunity to go to the state convention. If you go to the state convention, you'll be there with roughly about 2,200 to 2,400 voting delegates, 600-700 alternates. It's a big event. We just went through it in Novi, March 28th. You'll see people from all over the state. You'll be able to hear from candidates. You'll be able to hear the people running for office that need your vote at the state convention. But more importantly, what it does is it gets you involved in your local party politics as precinct delegates. You have the right to go to your county monthly meetings, introduce yourself, get to know the people, the chair, the vice chair, secretary, treasurer, the executive officers, and you can fill out a form to become a member of the party and pay dues for this year. Those dues help raise money for the county parties to be able to support local candidates, school board members, people running for supervisors, even county-wide offices, county commissioners, county clerks. The thing of it is, folks, what you need to do is understand that this is a critical part of your civic duty to be a citizen of our state, of our country. It doesn't take a lot of time to get elected. Sometimes in certain areas, don't even take any effort. But we need involvement this year. We need involvement for you to be a precinct delegate heading into the next presidential election of 2028. You see, delegates elected this year on August 4th, we will be serving through August of 2028. Our presidential primaries are earlier than that. We will play a role in who we pick to be our presidential nominee in 2028. This is important to do if we are going to fix the state of Michigan and elect a good governor to replace Whitmer and be prepared for 2028. We already know that Gretchen Whitmer is running for president in 2028. I'm sorry, but there's no way we can stand by and let her, number one, win the Democratic nomination, and number two, elect her president of the United States. Sorry, folks, not interested. And the only way we do this is if you get engaged. At least file an affidavit, get your name on the ballot, get to vote for yourself, get to vote for your wife, and get elected to be a precinct delegate. You may have participated in the past. Maybe you got disenfranchised because other precinct delegates beat you or they took over the local county party. It doesn't matter. We're starting over again this year. And with new precinct delegates after the November election, we are going to be electing new chairs, vice chairs, secretaries, and treasuries to every county party in this state. And we need you guys to be involved in the process. If you've tried to take over your county parties in the past and failed, or maybe you took it over and dealt with a lot of harassment and basically gave up, I need you to reengage. I need you to get back into the game this year. So again, you have until May 5th at 4 o'clock to go and file your affidavit of identity to be a precinct delegate on the August 4th ballot. I need you guys to do it. Every county party in the state of Michigan needs more members, more people paying dues, helping them raise money for this election cycle. It is critical. And when you go to these monthly meetings, you learn a lot about what's going on in your county and understand that you're going to be a part of going to the August state convention after you get elected on August 4th. We have got to get a great candidate for governor. We need absolutely to get the right people for Congress, and we need local representation to have input on all of that. One of the things that you have to understand is this process has been going on forever, since the beginning of time. One of the things that you have to understand is this is a process. And it is a process that you need to be a part of. If you've never done it before, if you have any questions, call me or text me after the show. I'll walk you through it one-on-one. We'll talk about your county. We'll talk about what needs to be done, and I'll explain it all to you. Final half hour of hour number three, bottom of the hour news break. We'll be right back.
Is Michigan News Source, Michigan's leading news provider, delivering real, honest news to Michiganders statewide.
Good morning for Michigan News Source. I'm David Barr. Tens of thousands of people awoke Wednesday morning without power after a strong line of severe storms hit mid-Michigan and other parts of the state late Tuesday into early Wednesday morning. The outages were scattered all across the state, including many in the mid-Michigan area. The highest concentration of outages were in the Kalamazoo area. Power crews are working hard to restore power as quickly as possible. Governor Gretchen Whitmer declared a state of emergency for 13 additional Michigan counties Wednesday. due to severe weather. The action authorizes the full use of all available state resources to assist local response and recovery operations in affected areas. The governor made the announcement following significant snow melt, record rain, flooding, straight-line winds, and tornadoes that have damaged homes, roads, and businesses over the last several days. The Trump administration is suing Washtenaw County, claiming